Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2308, recorded on Thursday the 23rd of January 2025. I am Bridget Cook and James McGarry is with me again to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We are always pleased to hear from you. We are pleased to welcome one new listener this week, Mrs. M. Brooks from Norwich. We hope you enjoy Chatterbox and the regular features that often follow the weekly news. This week, we will be hearing from Chris Skinner, who has been walking amongst the jackdaws. So don't forget to continue listening after this week's Chatterbox. This edition of Chatterbox will include four sets of news stories from the evening news, two letters from readers to the evening news, information desk, and three features which highlight three very different Norfolk individuals. James will start us off with some of this week's stories.
There were an unusual number of stories this week from the Norwich City Council. The council faces questions over their proposed scoping project for the Norwich market. They have received £90 million towards the costs of demolition at Anglia Square, but they are still set again to increase council tax this year. The council is still considering introducing a four-day week for staff. The councillors also discussed the proposed local government reforms, but the debate descended into ranting about the new American administration. Here is Bridget to start the news from Norwich City Hall.
City Hall is facing questions over its use of taxpayers' money after it agreed to spend £750,000 on drawing up designs for a possible revamp of Norwich Market. The City Council's Cabinet voted unanimously to approve funding of £740,000 for exploratory work on the introduction of new shopping zones and Italian-style piazzas. But opposition councillors have questioned whether the spending, which will pay for preparatory designs and surveys, represents value for money. Despite the expenditure on the scheme, there is no guarantee any construction work will ever be carried out. Norwich Market has been at its current home at the heart of the city for more than 900 years and is one of the oldest and largest open-air markets in the UK. Despite the ongoing success of the site, officials at City Hall say various issues are preventing it from reaching its full potential. These include ageing infrastructure, lacking features for modern use and environmental nuisances that trouble visitors, such as a large population of pigeons and seagulls. The initial plans outline the potential to create small piazzas within the market, which would enable the creation of distinct zones and new opportunities for trading. City Hall also hopes to introduce new experiences at the market and enmesh it with the surrounding streets, though these proposals remain vague.
An extra £19 million in government funding has been secured by City Hall towards its demolition of Anglia Square. Homes England has agreed to provide the additional cash after Norwich City Council bought the site last month. The £300 million revamp of Anglia Square, which would have seen up to 1,100 new homes built along with office, retail and leisure space, was scrapped by its previous developers as the scheme was no longer financially viable. City Hall launched its bid to bring the site into public ownership last year after Western Homes backed out of the project due to delays having pushed up costs. The site was bought by asset management company Columbia Threadneedle for £7.5 million in 2014, But the collapse of the Western Homes Plan means the future of the 11.4-acre site has been shrouded in uncertainty for many months. The funding for the purchase of the site from Columbia Threadneedle came from a funding pot of £15 million the council had already been assigned by Homes England. Homes England has now agreed to provide an additional £19 million for works to get underway. Norwich City Council will stick largely to the pre-approved Western Homes designs for the site, but will make some adjustments, including an increase in the amount of affordable housing.
City Hall is set to hike council tax as it seeks to make millions of pounds in savings. Norwich City Council is proposing the rise for households in order to address substantial financial challenges, which it continues to face. The authority needs to make more than £3 million in savings over the coming year and hopes to achieve this through increased government funding and restructuring. However, its draft budget also outlines plans to increase council tax by 2.99% in order to balance the books. This means people living in Band D properties in Norwich will pay £306.11, an increase of £8.89 a year for council services such as bin collections, street cleaning and social care. The fee also funds staff pensions, and last year Norwich made pension contributions of £3.27 million, which was 3.8% of the £86.29 million it raised in council tax. Norwich City Council has outlined £3.2 million of savings and an additional income it needs to make this year, but expects the budget gap will only continue to widen in years to come. Despite this, the authority has recently unveiled several highly ambitious and expensive projects for which taxpayers are footing the bill.
Councillors are making a fresh push for hugely controversial plans to introduce a four-day working week for staff. Norwich City Council says the policy is being given due consideration, with members putting pressure on the authority to introduce the measure. They claim the scheme, which would see council employees work a day less for the same pay, would increase staff satisfaction and productivity. However, when it was first proposed at City Hall in 2023, it provoked a huge backlash from the public and senior politicians, who said it represented appalling value for money for taxpayers. At the time, the Conservative government urged local authorities not to introduce four-day working weeks. However, Labour has withdrawn this opposition, saying it was a matter for individual councils to decide upon. In the light of the new guidance, Norwich councillors are again pressing for the case for this policy.
Pivotal discussions on devolution in Norfolk descended into rantings against the US president and tech billionaires at City Hall. Norwich councillors described President Donald Trump as a lunatic in charge of the world's largest asylum during a meeting about Labour's plans to reorganise local government. The council signalled its support for these reforms, but soon became sidetracked with rants about the new US government and tech mogul Elon Musk. Mr. Musk, the world's richest man and owner of a space rocket company with billions of dollars in federal contracts, is one of the president's closest advisers. Members of Norwich City Council described the proposed new mayor for Norfolk and Suffolk as a red flag, and suggested a Musk-type figure could buy influence in the counties. Norfolk's eight councils all face the prospect of being abolished, with new councils created to replace them, as part of the Labour government's devolution and reorganisation plans. Norfolk currently has a two-tier system, with some services provided by the county and some by the city, borough and district councils. The shake-up would create unitary councils to provide all services along with an elected mayor for Norfolk and Suffolk. The leaders of all four political groups at Norwich City Council have called for the creation of a unitary Norwich authority. However, discussion of this new arrangement soon lost focus at a meeting of the council this week. Members launched an extraordinary tirade against the new US president and condemned the influence of self-serving billionaires in American politics.